Hello everyone, this has been a long time I have met you and post my documentation. Sorry. I apologize for this and for not being continuous with my content, but here is a short podcast and I have a lot of things to share with you guys. But first, let's get serious and get into the intro of this podcast number 3. This is your girl Sheetal Sharma and welcome back to the Voice Journey. Today I'm going to tell you some recommendations, that is 2 books for the students or say for the beginners who wish to come into IT field or in the world of programming language and learning the kinds of stuff around it. I can guess that you are in college or maybe in school learning new things, trying to reach out to the online courses or digging into multiple sources. Don't go for them for now, at least. Please don't go for them in this digital era. You must have these books, very basic books, with you. Yes, it's easy. I understand that it's easy to get things to understand better in visual forms, but I will suggest you the 2 books of Sumita Arora to get them in your hand. If you are in your plus 1 and plus 2, that's 11th and 12th standard, then obviously you will be getting these books, so you won't be having a problem, because our school have this IP subject as our optional subject in 11th and 12th standard. But if you are not aware, you will get these books online or go for a bookstore. Search it anywhere. These 2 basic books will tell you about Java, database, MySQL and more. Now let's come to the sayings of the society or the opinions people have for the beginners who wish to come in this field. So you must have heard of people saying that we must start from C or C++. Java is different, Java is not for beginners, or we should not learn Java as our first programming language. But all of it is a trap. I myself have started with Java in my school life, so I am recommending this to you too. And it's not that hard, it's not that typical to get into it. You just have to go through the books wisely, and it's all written in a friendly language. You will understand the words, all of them, so easily. And I'm repeating these names. There is Informative Practices by Sumita Arora. The name is one, and the 2 books means one is of 11th standard and second is of 12th standard. And then you can go for further reads for the YouTube content or online paid courses. That's all up to you. But remember, don't go heavy on yourself for learning things. If you will evolve the love to read them or will try to learn it as a new language, as we have done with English and Hindi, or maybe any of your native language, you're really gonna love it and learn and apply it so smoothly. Otherwise, you know, stress and anxiety don't take a human anywhere except to hell. Okay, so that's it for this one, and I will mention the names of the books in description too. You can check that out and share it with your friends. If anyone needs it or wants some books for starting their programming world, it will help them and you as well to start from somewhere. Also, those books are not specifically for programming language only. The books will take you through the computer basics, internet networks, and all that will make a base of yours and computer world to learn further about technical things. These are subjective and school books, and you must have heard of school books of any subject are the best way to learn and start for anything from the beginning for learning things. Example, if you want to learn English or then how to speak English, the teachers or the mentors will always recommend you to solve and go through your school books, because they are managed in such a way so that a student can learn easily and strongly from them. Okay, now bye and best of luck for your studies. See you in the next one. Sheetal Sharma this side, signing off.